So what's been the what's the last week been like ever since you finally got confirmed?
It has been a whirlwind of activities and radio interviews and TV interviews like this one, and just different events to go to, and just trying to get my legs back under me, so to speak, Lee. It's been a terrific week, though, and I'm thrilled to have this position and move forward as a voice of the Auburn Tigers.
You know, Andy, I know you've been broadcasting for a long time there, of course, you know, with baseball and working with Rod. And I don't know how many people realize that you're not a rookie to this business. I mean, you did pay-per-view games back in the 90s. So it's not like, you know, you're taking a big leap forward. You've been through this before.
Well, I've actually worked with Stan White, who, of course, will be my partner during the football season. Stan and I worked together, as you mentioned, during pay-per-view and a lot of the tape delay broadcasts that schools used to do, and it really enjoyed that. And then Cole Kubelik and I worked together, and Stan moved into the radio booth, and Cole now with the SEC Network. So I'm looking forward to be back in the booth on game day. Typically, I'm on the sidelines, or have been on the sidelines the last few years with the locker room reports with Coach Malzahn pre-half and post-game, and now I'm looking to move back into that play-by-play role for football, men's basketball, and, of course, back in the booth, this time with Brad Law handling baseball in the spring.
In my opinion, I would think the least likely job I'd like to have is sideline reporter doing those halftime interviews. I don't know how you felt about it, but that doesn't seem like the most fun. It seemed to me being up in the broadcast booth is a lot more fun.
Well, it's safer. Let's put it that way. You never know what you're going to get out of a coach, and Gus Malzahn's pretty even keel guy. I'll say that, and we always get Gus coming out of the locker room after halftime, and sometimes we get him after the TV folks have had him. So, you know, it's just a couple questions. You know, I'm not sure how much information you get. You might get a nugget that can be used for the broadcast. But, you never know. You never know what kind of mood a coach is in, although I'll say again, Gus Malzahn's a pretty even-keeled guy.
Andy Burcham is our guest this morning. Hopefully I'll have him back a few times during the regular season. Andy, I want to get into particulars now. I'm sure most people know who followed what happened with Rod Bramlett and the tragedy of the car accident with his wife. Found out how close you and Rod were. You weren't just broadcasting partners. I think it went a lot further than that, so much so that you got so emotionally involved, as I expect you would be, with the funeral and so forth. And did I hear correctly now that you've adopted the children?
Well, not exactly, Lee. We are my wife Jan and I are the guardians for Joshua, who's 15 and is going to Auburn High School. As a matter of fact, I just dropped him off at Auburn High School. Their daughter Shelby, who's 20 years old, is a junior at Auburn and is of legal age. So we are not her guardian, but we are Josh's guardian. And Shelby, we consider an unofficial part of our family. She's with us quite frequently for meals and that type of thing. But Jan and I were very good friends with Rod and Paula. We did a lot of things with them, a lot of dinners on Friday nights before football games and throughout the year, just to kind of get away from the daily grind of all of our jobs. And we spent a lot of time with them. We were there when Joshua was born. Right after he was born, just to be a part of that. And it is a great loss for this community, for the Auburn family, and for a lot of us personally, as they were very, very good friends.
And as if you needed another storyline for the great matchup, maybe the game of the night on college football's big opening day of the 31st, Oregon and Auburn, I'm kind of curious how you're going to approach this in respect of Rod, because I remember talking to him before his first game when he took over for Jim Fife, and I asked him, are you going to still go with the touchdown Auburn call? As it turned out, as well you remember, Andy, they didn't score a touchdown in their first two games.
Right, yeah, it wasn't until the Vanderbilt game that Rod got to call an Auburn touchdown. And moving forward, you know, I don't know exactly how I'm going to call that first touchdown for Auburn. You know, initially it wasn't touchdown Auburn for Rod. Now that became part of his call, just like it was with Jim Fife. And my guess is at some point it will become part of my call. But I want it to. I don't want it to be calculated. Let me put it that way. Well, you know what that's like. You've done many ball games. You don't want to be scripted and that type of thing, or at least I don't. And I just want it to happen. And if it does, then we'll move forward at that point. But yeah, I'm hoping I don't have to wait till game three, that Kent State game, to call Auburn's first touchdown. There might be some problems there.
You bet. So what are you hearing on the quarterback? We had Brandon Marcello on yesterday. He seems to indicate that it's going to be Bo Nix taking the first snap.
Well, I you know what? I think that's the way it's leaning, but I don't know anything at this point. Gus Malzahn hasn't indicated to me what he's going to do at that quarterback spot. Regardless, if it's Bo Nix or Joey Gatewood, it's a freshman taking the first snap of the season against Oregon on the 31st down at AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
And here you are. Go ahead.
And that is startling to me, you know, that it's a freshman, whether it's a redshirt freshman in Joey Gatewood or a true freshman in Bo Nix, is taking that first snap. So it will be very interesting to see. I wonder how quickly that decision will be made known. At this point, they practice today. It will be their first, what we would consider a regular season practice, as classes began on the Auburn campus yesterday. So they had the day off to go to class. Then they typically have Monday off during the football season. And then they go back to work on Tuesday. So work on Oregon begins in earnest today, Lee.
Andy Burcham is the voice of the Auburn Tigers. So, Andy, assuming that you've been granted access to practice, what have you seen so far?
You know, I think this is going to be a really good defense, and that's nothing. You know, I think everyone that has watched and covered Auburn knows that this will be a really good defense. And I'm wondering if Auburn may have to rely on that defense early on, because that's the known entity about this team. Because you've got all those guys up front that decided they were going to come back for their senior seasons, and a couple of those guys could have made some money in the NFL. This season. But, they have work to do at Auburn, and there are reasons to come back. And I know that Gus Malzahn is thrilled to have guys like Nick Cole and Derek Brown and Marlon Davidson back for another season with the Tigers. It makes a big difference for this Auburn team. So I think up front that defensive line is as good as anybody's across the country, potentially. They have some questions. Let me put this. They have some roles to fill in the linebacker spot, just because that was such a veteran group there a year ago. They have a really good, solid veteran secondary as well. And then offensively, the offensive front is back. And I think that gives Auburn some comfort up front, knowing that those guys, that five that started last year and struggled at times, but is now back as a veteran group. So whoever is taking snaps, they will have a good veteran offensive line in front of them.
What have you seen, again, in practice with Bo Nix that would seem to indicate, and I'm not saying he's definitely won the job, but that seems to be the trend, but what have you seen so far that would indicate that the coaches are leaning that way?
Well, I don't know. I can't say that I have seen anything that would lead me to say that the coaches are leaning that way. But believe me, I'm not the one that's saying I think it's him, he's the guy. Because I just don't know at this point. They both had, I think, good time in practice. I think they both performed really well in practice. For Bo Nix, it's a guy that has been working for this, you know, basically his entire football life. Not that Joey Gatewood hasn't, but this is what he's been trained to do in Bo Nix. I mean, his father was a terrific quarterback at Auburn, and I think Bo has a lot of those mental capabilities that his father had, but I think Patrick will be the first one to tell you that Bo has better athletic ability than he did. I think he has a stronger arm than Patrick, and he's more athletic. He's a better runner than his father was. And his father was a pretty darn good quarterback for Auburn, to be sure. So if Auburn does go that way, this is a guy that was, you know, highly thought of coming out of high school, committed to Auburn early, never wavered on that commitment. And if it is Bo Nix moving forward, I think Auburn will feel comfortable that he will settle into that role and excel at that role.
You know, Andy, I'm sure you're aware of the polls and everything. I think I know the AP had Auburn at number 16. Most polls have them somewhere between 15 and 20. And it seems to me that those so-called experts out there are really having a problem really figuring out where this Auburn team is going, if for no other reason that difficult schedule they have.
Well, Auburn has as tough a schedule as you're going to find. You take a look at those teams in the top 10, there's a lot of those teams on the Auburn schedule this season, in Georgia and Alabama and Texas A&M and LSU. I mean, all those teams that Auburn faces, and A&M and LSU, Auburn faces on the road this season, with Georgia and Alabama coming to Jordan-Hare Stadium. So you look at that, and I think there's also some question marks. Folks don't know who the quarterback's going to be. They do know it's going to be a freshman at quarterback for Auburn, so there may be some hesitancy to move Auburn up in the polls. We'll just find out how it goes, but I'm not terribly surprised to see Auburn where it is. Some of the best Auburn teams were not highly thought of in the preseason and continue to move up the polls throughout the year. We'll see how this Auburn team, this current Auburn team, the 2019 Auburn team, can be one of those squads as well.
You'll be working alongside of Stan White. Who do you have on the field this year?
Ronnie Brown will be back on the field. That's one of the great things for me, is that I get to work with the same guys that Rod did. And Stan White will be handling the color commentary. Ronnie Brown on the sidelines. Paul Ellen is our host in the booth. Brad Law will take over my spot as the locker room host for the broadcast. And then we've got Gene Dulaney on stats and as my spotter. And Patrick Tisdale is our engineer. And Chris Davis is our general manager and vice president. So all those guys are back with us. That's a talented group that I get to work with. I'm the newbie, at least in this new role. That's right. That's for sure.